What is this? I smell human and blood in my lair. It has been well over an age since I last smelled your kind, mortal. Did you come here for treasure or glory? Come now, find your tongue before I... Have you humans become so different since I was last in your world that you would show such signs of distress? Come now. I do not wish my residents to smell. How about if I wasn't in my natural dragon form and was in a more approachable human-sized form? Would that help? Yes. Very well then. Is this less scary? Slightly less intimidating? At least you're not screaming. I would have eaten you right away if you had. Excellent. Now then, you don't seem to be a knight or adventurer of any sort. Indeed, you appear to be dressed strangely, though I would guess you are a commoner? Either way, you are cold and injured. As my unexpected guest, and one not out to either steal from me or take my life, I assume, I feel obligated to remedy the situation. Please, come with me, have a seat. I will stoke the fires, then see if I still have some medical supplies and tea leaves. Impressive, am I not? You may bask in my glory as you see fit. I am one of the noblest of the dragon race, after all. I have lived for over 100,000 of your years. Your language? Well, I have learned so many of your human languages, I find it simple enough to pluck through the knowledge of languages from the forefront of your mind. Do not worry, however. My mental powers do not extend far beyond that. Our minds are far too different, after all. Now, where was I? It seems my bandages and poultices have all decayed away to nothing over the intervening years, and my tea has turned to dust. I do have some coffee beans, if you prefer something with a bitter taste. So it has become popular in this era. Interesting indeed. I will put the pot on to steep. And now I must see to that injury. My, that is a nasty cut. Do not flinch, human. Since you are not here to harm me, I intend you no harm. If you had been, you would have already ended up as ash and dust. Or perhaps a meal. You do smell rather... juicy. And it has been so long since I had a nice meal. But if I ate you, that would besmirch my dragon honor. Now wouldn't it? No, I can wait and have a nice fat roast deer later. For now, since we have no bandages, I'll have to lick your wound clean. Please, do not look at me so, my dear human guest. I'm not cleaning you for a slaughter. I'm going to take good care of you, okay, human? There we are now. The wound is now closed and should be well on its way to healing cleanly now. Yes, that's it. Just rest here. Here's a nice blanket of my scales. Eternally warm and cozy, and it will never decay like those bandages. I have dozens of them that I personally snuggle into on cold nights. I sometimes like to shrink myself down and make a nest of them. What's that? It smells like me? And how exactly do I smell, human? Please do choose your words very carefully. Like your mother? It has been said that we dragons exude a scent based on our personalities. However, I have not thought on it in many ages. Motherly, Perhaps if I someday found a suitable mate, it may be possible. Shall I check on that coffee for you? Yes, it seems to be done. Unfortunately, it seems I only have one unbroken cup remaining after all these years, if you don't mind. Here you go, human. If you do not mind, I would like to join you under the blanket. It's been many ages since I've taken this form, and I feel I'm starting to catch a slight chill. There we go. Yes, this fire is quite nice, isn't it? It will have us warmed up in no time, human. As well as my own internal flame, it will keep you safe for the night. Then, in the morning, we will see about getting you back to your village. I suppose you must not be too long from your loved ones, after all. Questions, you say? Well, since there is time, and I admit that I do have curiosities of my own, I will permit them. Yes, as you saw earlier, I am a red, fire-breathing dragon. My scales shimmer as rubies, and my wings span the night skies. My eyes are able to spot a hawk's prey before it does. My talons are akin to that of razors. If you wish to praise me yourself, by all means, feel free to. No? Very well, human. It is by no means a requirement. Yes, most dragons would have a hoard of whatever they treasure most in life, be it gems or gold or whatever. It is a bit of an obsession among my kind. Perhaps it's because we live so long. Are you hoping for a kingly reward, human? Well, as you can see, I have allowed my home to fall to ruin, and I have no treasure remaining. I also have not visited your kind since, I believe, the burning of Troy. Yes, it has been a long time. Are you warming up? Nice and toasty. My, but you do have some meat on you. Are all humans in this area as healthy as you? Food must be quite plentiful now. It makes me wonder about your livestock. Perhaps one or two missing. Do you think anyone would mind? Well, as much as I enjoy venison, I have always enjoyed the more tame animals far more. The fat sizzles on my tongue in such a satisfying way, you see. Oh no, I would never eat a human, at least not unless I had to. If one were to steal from me, or try to take advantage of me, for instance, I would have no choice. In dragon's honor, stealing from humans, oh my dear human, everything that walks this world belongs to my kind by divine right. Thus, how would me taking a few cattle be stealing? I normally don't do it now to not expose myself. I must maintain my secrecy after all. Speaking of which, you do plan on not telling anyone about me, correct? Because if you did, I would have to keep you here for the rest of your life. I could be your new mother. Now wouldn't that be nice? I could go out and hunt and bring you back fresh kills for you to eat, and... Oh, but you're not a dragonling. You're a human. I would have to obtain human foods. Perhaps the contents of one of those eateries. Would you like that? I used to be quite a good cook. You would not need to work ever again. I will provide for your every need and care for you. The only price is that you may never speak with another human again. Then again, I guarantee I am a far better conversationalist than any living human. I have seen empires rise and fall. I can tell you bedtime stories that will give you sweet dreams and nightmares at the same time. Who better is there to take care of you than I, human? Your other options. I could roast you alive, which I would be very upset about, especially after healing you. I may even lose a few weeks of sleep over it. Or... you could swear an oath upon something. Do humans still swear oaths? What is this? This magical object? Smart foe? I do not understand. You say it has access to... all human knowledge. That is indeed an amazing artifact. You say you, human, search an artifact and you argue with strangers and look at cats. I understand feline appeal, however, do you not think that such a... everyone has one. Human, I... why would such a miraculous item be so common? What is this? Oh... oh my. Human, that's... wait. This is... how is that position even possible by humans? I didn't think your race was that flexible. No, that's enough. I believe you. I will return you to your village in the morning. And we will explore... a fourth option. You will show me how to obtain one of these smart foe artifacts when I do so. No, not for... I want to... there seems to be much knowledge of your current civilization that I lack. And it would please me to obtain a portion of it. You have awoken me, and perhaps reignited my passions, human. Do you know what that means? My desire to take care of those lesser than myself once more fills me, and my first target is you. I would also like to know if there are other dragons out in your world working secretly. And if there are others, that could use my help to do so. It seems I will need your assistance. Ah, yes, and I will need to know if the gems I have stashed are worth anything in your modern civilization. I will need to see a silversmith about that, yes? A jeweler. And a bank? I see there is much more than I expected to need to learn. For tonight, let us warm ourselves. Drink your coffee, human. I will make sure no creature comes near us and keep you warm and safe. And perhaps we could plan further visitations. If the images on your smart foe are any indication, my humanoid appearance may not be so unusual in this era. If so, I will do all I can to take care of you as you work for me. At least, for as long as you live, that is. Humans have such short lives. Then again, perhaps that is why you burn so brightly. And I do love how humans burn, both in spirit and otherwise. I would so love to see both again. But which one first? Well, we will have to give it time and see. Burn brightly for me, human. Do good work for me. Do not disappoint me. And I will take good care of you. Okay, human?